Welcome back to your favorite episode podcast of all time in the internet, in wherever. This is your favorite podcast, which is called Random Ranch. I'm your host, Michael Anderson, and today's subject will be... So, today's rant will be about sales, hiring sales, and why sales is important, or I find it important. Not is that important, but I find sales like a skill set which you have to have. This is actually happened very, very new. So basically, where I live right now, currently I'm living, we are having a terrible economics downside, like terrible. You cannot find a single, let's say, a single job, a single thing to do. Like, people are literally miserable. No one has any money out in, like, there's a very tiny percentage of money. Where in past we had 100%, now if you are, let's say 100%, now we have like 20% of that money which we had in the past. So that's like 5-time downside. Like, you now you can imagine how terrible the economy is, like five times lower. Just imagine how terrible the economy is right now. So as you can imagine, like, there's no money in the system, no money. People are barely spending anything, and no company, no government, no nothing hiring anything, anyone, except two things. Now, this is a communistic country, okay? So, like, you have to know someone to get in. Like, that's it. This is not a capitalist country. It's communist. Purely the family. If you're not in the family, basically you're poor. That's just how it is. If you're not in the family, you're just poor. In the family which runs a country, you're just poor. That's how it runs. That's how communist runs. So that's that. So now, to get hired, either you have to be an extremely talented person in whatever you do. Maybe you're an extremely talented engineer, a lawyer, a doctor. Like, you have to be an extremely great in your job, or you will be in the, you have to be in the family. Like, that's it. That's the only two ways. And guess what? Most people aren't. Most people aren't in the family. That's just how it is, okay? That might be sad. I know it's sad because I'm personally living that life. I am personally living it, so I know how terrible that sounds and how terrible it actually is. Not either being that, having that experience, or being in the family. So I get it. Now, with this place having like no money in the system, here's what people need. Here's what people need. I mean, here's what the company looks for when hiring, when trying to look hire for the people. But here's another thing. If you're not a very talented lawyer or anything else, this is what company looks for. You see, there will always be time, be a need for a salesman. Now, before we turn this episode off, I'd like to say, everyone is a salesman. Like, I'm currently selling you my voice. I'm currently selling you my voice to listen to it, okay? You're currently selling yourself either to your employer, your beloved one, your family, your whatever, to be liked. Like, we are all salesmen, okay? So, and there will be always there will be a need for a salesman in the company. So basically, the number one, like, there's no jobs out there in the country. Everyone is terrified. Everyone is at a deep economic problem, money problem. So what do you need right now? What do companies are looking for? They are looking for salesmen to sell their product. And guess what? Sales, I'm not gonna say it's easy because it's not. But like, it's the skill Now, there's talent with it, but like a skill that you can master within time. You like being an engineer takes 4 years, a doctor, whatever, a lawyer, I don't know, even a photographer, a videographer, or whatever takes time. But sales, like you can sell like just like away, right away, like that. You can just become a salesman. Now you're gonna be terrible at it, but sales is one of those things that needs practice. You have to do it. You can't do it. You can't learn sales by reading a book, just like you can't learn it by riding a bicycle by reading a book. You can't learn sales by reading a book. So that's the thing. It's sales. Sales is important. Now, why do companies gonna hire a salesman? Basically, it's very simple. To have a company, you need money coming in, right? So how to increase revenue? Well, basically having better sales force and marketing and branding. Yes, I get it. You might say, okay, well, I'm going to be on marketing and branding. Guess what? In marketing and branding, you're like, you have responsibility of the market. Of the money in the market, there's a controllable amount of money you have to spend. You cannot spend a lot, and basically in this economic downside, there's a tiny percentage you can use. So this comes down purely to talent, purely is talent. But we're in the sales, you basically can just go out and say, hey, you want to buy my product? You want to buy the product? You want to buy the product? And I guarantee you, tell that to 1,000 people and one of them gonna say yes. I mean, like, tell that to 1,000 people, one of them, 10 of them actually gonna say yes, but like, let's say one of them gonna say yes. Now, here's what you're trading in sales. In sales, you're trading your time. Which in a depression like this one we are having right now is very okay, is a fair trade. You're trading your time to money. But in the marketing, you just have a very tiny percentage you have to market. And guess what? Your employer, your boss can expect results. That your marketing gonna do a very like do 10x 20x of the money you're spending on the marketing. So that's the problem. The boss gonna control, like micro control the money, but he isn't gonna micro control the salesman, because the salesman is bringing the money, you're just spending it. So I mean, being in an economic downside and you're spending money instead of bringing it to an old-fashioned boss or whatever, that's a pretty bad thing if you ask me, isn't it? So like, sales is an extremely important thing. I encourage you, if you're in a place where, if you're in any place, to start trying to learn sales as quickly as possible and as low as possible, as small as possible. Go and learn sales. Now, that might be you telling me that's bullshit. Now, I agree with you if you don't know me, but currently I like suck at sales, okay? So now, I suck at sales. I want to learn sales experience. So what I do? Now, this personal option I'm going with. This is not a recommendation, I do not recommend it, but this is what I'm going for. I'm basically working for free for a company just to get the experience I'm trying to get in sales. Now, some of you have a natural sales experience, like you have talent. I personally don't have that talent. Okay, so I had to build up. So right now I go to the company and to learn the sales system. I'm working for free just to learn the experience for yourself. In a very, very terrible economic downside, I'm working for free, not getting paid. I'm working hard, actually, bringing money in. But my country, because, like, here's the deal. Why I'm working for free, basically, when I fill out my form, when you go to the company, there's a form. I honestly wouldn't hire myself. Like, I wouldn't hire myself if I didn't put for what I'm gonna work for free. Like, there's no way I would be hiring myself if I was an employer. I would never hire it. So I had to stand out. What I did, I said, I'm gonna work for free. Like, that's it. Now it's been some time I'm working it, my sales experience is better. Maybe I'm gonna quit it soon and go to another company using their experience I got from that company, and voila, I just got a job just because being a little bit patient. I'm not sure what I'm gonna do in the future. I'm gonna update you, but like, here's the deal. If you don't have, like, just a tiny percentage, you just have to start. Like, just start. You're not gonna lose anything. Just try it. Okay? I didn't have any sales experience. Barely I sold anything in my life. Not really. I sell a ton, but, like, small stuff. Basically, anyway, very tiny, tiny, small stuff. Wouldn't consider as sales by today's standards. But anyway, So that by US dollar standards. So anyway, that is the thing. Basically, try to get sales experience is crucial. It's important. It will always be needed, because here's the deal. When the economic, there's no money in the system, when you have an economic downside, guess what the company is looking for? They are looking for revenue. Okay, any kind of revenue. And guess who can bring revenue into their business? You guessed it, Salesforce. And if you're a good at Salesforce, guess who's getting paid and having a job? Exactly, that's you. Now, me saying you have to get a job isn't looking that much shiny in today's world, because in today's world, the shiny object is being an entrepreneur. Nobody wants to be a salesman. Like, no one wants to be a salesman. Everyone wants to be entrepreneur. The next Mark Zuckerberg, the next whatever, the next that, the next this. But here's the deal. Not everyone is an entrepreneur. Like, that's just the truth we have to face. But sales is, like, in my opinion, the closest thing to being an entrepreneur. Now, entrepreneur has a company. The only difference is the salesman don't have the company. He's working for the company, but, like, they're still selling. They're still doing the same thing. They're still grinding. They're still getting paid on their effort. Like, they're still doing those things. But in my opinion, there's a difference between a salesman and an entrepreneur, okay? And actually, being an employee maybe isn't that bad. Like, I guarantee you, there's people working. Okay, so I'm gonna say this statement, which you probably might hate. Here's the deal. People say being an employee is terrible. Like, this is what people say, and I actually agree with them. It depends on your boss, on the environment you're surrounded with, because, like, if you're getting $1 billion a year, which is never happens actually, but if you're getting $1 billion in a year and your coworker sucks, your boss sucks, like, that job probably sucks. It will make your life miserable. Okay, even at $1 billion a year. No, there isn't a job like that, so that's why I'm referring to it $1 billion a year, because there isn't a job, or everyone would take it. Because $1 billion, I mean, like, I would take it. Let my boss be a douchebag or whatever, but I'm gonna take that $1 billion, isn't it? Okay, so, but anyway, let's be real. I'm gonna say this. Some people are just can't handle pressure, and being an entrepreneur requires pressure. I guarantee you that the number, I don't know, like the number 3,000 employer, 300 employer in Facebook or Amazon will make a ton more money than the 3,000 new entrepreneur which just created a business. Okay, just created a business or are creating business or running a business. I guarantee you the number 300 employer at Amazon or Facebook are gonna make a ton more than 30,000 CEOs in the world. I generally guarantee you they are just gonna make more money. Now you might say Facebook and Amazon aren't sales, they are IT. Yes, ITs and doctors are paying well, but in an economic downturn like this I'm having or we are having in the country, no one gonna check their website. People actually gonna go now this and when you say a communist country, you are referring to a very, very old style country, okay? Like there, people barely have websites in here. People barely know anything about IT. In fact, people don't know what's a computer. Like, I'm not like that crazy, but like most people, I'm gonna say this, okay? I'm not gonna say most, but 40% of the people on their 20s never, that are 20s or 18 years old, never touched a computer. 40% never touched a computer. So, I mean, like, I don't know what else to tell you. Anyway, here's the deal. Being an employee isn't a bad thing. You're getting money. Like, you have a vacation, you just go to your 9-to-5 and that's it most of the time. And you're getting a ridiculous money, like, I don't know. Now, some people might say, oh, well, I don't like having a boss or anything. Well, guess what? You have a plenty more time to do from your 7 p.m. to, I don't know, till you sleep. I don't know, some people sleep at 10 p.m. So you have a ton of time from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. to do whatever you want. You can flip, I don't know, like flip pants on eBay. You like pants? Okay, we're gonna go on eBay from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. and we're gonna flip pants if you want to, like, get an extra money. I don't know, just do anything. Here's the deal. People here don't have eBay. People here don't have credit card. So if you're living in a country where there's actually a credit card and a PayPal and eBay, well, why don't you just do that? Like, people, I'm just surprised by people who live in a country who has PayPal and eBay and even Amazon. They are not using it. Like, in this country I'm living in, there isn't such thing as PayPal, okay? To buy something on Amazon, guess what you have to do? You have to go to a third party and guess the commission that third party are asking you. Like, here's the deal. Here's the deal what happened to me on an Amazon experience. Here's my experience with Amazon. So basically, I once ordered an SD card, a micro card, for my phone. Okay, so I just like to say this. The SD card cost about $15. Okay, so the SD card was $15. Guess how much they charged me for that $15? I just want you to guess. They charged me $29 for that $15. Now, I respect this shipping and handling might have taken like, okay, $10 for you for shipping and handling, but like, what's the extra $4 for? Like, if they are getting an extra $4 for it, even though they are using the affiliate link, so like they are making around $8 a pop. Like, I just ordered an SD and they're taking, like, they are taking away a ton of money. Like, I don't know, like nearly double on the SD card. I just can imagine that. Like, when you're in a country that has Amazon, like, why don't you use it? Why don't you use another app? Like, I don't know. Like, you don't always have to be an entrepreneur to make money. You can just flip things. You can be a salesman. Like, I recommend. No, not I recommend, but like, yes, never mind. I recommend being a salesman. It's because sales is like, I don't know, I just find sales fun. Some people might not like dealing with people, but like, I find sales fun. So that's why I recommend it. Some people might say, well, I like engineering. I like hacking people, hacking IP. Okay, that hacking IP for people, some people are fun. No, I don't know, like, some people like just staying at home, getting a check from our royalty and not working at all. Most people like that, having a royalty, paying for the bills and just sit home. I know people that can't stop being at home, always need to, like, do something, keep getting busy. Like, if you, like, the weekend for them, like, is that the worst day of the week is weekends, because they don't know what to do. Like, I know people like that. I know people who cannot spend a day without taking 100 pictures of just the nature. Not selfies, just the nature, just the view. Like, for them, photography is fun. For me to tell them, go maybe a salesman, they're like, what the heck? Dude, sales sucks, and they're right, sales sucks for them, and they are a photographer, that's what they like. They can be a photographer and earn money, but like, I'm talking about an economic downside. Now, the photographer is actually a salesman, because he's selling his work, he's selling himself, he's a great photographer. But I'm not gonna go into that, and he's probably won't listen to what I'm saying. So I'm just saying, people, I actually don't know what I was saying. Anyway, okay, I lost it. I just lost my thinking and everything. So I'm just gonna end it right there. Like, I lost it. I don't know where I was going, but here's the deal. Sales is important. I don't know what it is. I just lost it. So since I just lost it, here's where I'm gonna finish with. Sales is important. If you don't like sales, maybe you like flipping things. If you don't, well, just try and make money as a side, because if you're in a country that's like having an economic upside, please take advantage of it, because I assure you, it's not fun living in a country that's 500% down economically. Like, the money is down by 500 times for 3 years, for 4 years, for 5 years. Like, it's not fun living in that country, I guarantee you. It's not fun. So what I'm saying is, just try to learn a skill that people has a need for it. And basically, for me, from my point of view, is sales will always be needed. So that's why I'm trying to learn that skill for it. Because in my opinion, sales always gonna be needed. Now, social media always gonna be needed, but sales more important in my opinion than social media. I might be wrong, I don't know. I still debate what I want to do with my life, so I might be wrong with that as well. I don't know, like, I'm just a human. I don't know everything. I don't have all the answers. Anyway. One last thing, and I'm finished. If you're in a country where there's money in the system, please, 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 like, please take advantage of that country, of that awesome, awesome golden time, because I'm gonna say, it's not fun to live in my country. It's not fun to live in these circumstances where people don't have that much things to eat. Like, it's not fun, I guarantee you. So here's the deal. Please don't buy that Rolex you want or that Ferrari you want. Please don't buy it. Save the money. Save that money. And when the economic get terrible like mine, then that Rolex which costs 20,000 now is all of a sudden 1,000. You can go buy a Rolex for 1,000 now. That's on sales. Okay? I don't know. You like real estate? Don't buy it during golden time. Buy it on in depression. That you can't imagine how real estate is cheap. Like, you cannot imagine there are things real estate that are 7 times down. But guess what? There isn't a money in the system. No one has the money. So it's very, very slow sales, real estate and everything else. But what I'm trying to say is, just save your money, do whatever. Anyway, I talked for a bit more, and I hope you're still listening to this episode, this podcast. Thanks for listening to this podcast. I appreciate it. And till the next time, this was Random Rants. I'm your host, Michael Anderson. And yeah, goodbye. So anyway, if you want to talk with me, just send a voice message to this channel or DM me on Instagram at Michaels Anderson. That's MICHELLEALL underscore Anders. 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 Michael underscore Anders. So if you have any question, if you like the episode, tell me your thought or anything like that. Just DM me on Instagram or just send a voice record. I would love to talk to you. Until the next time, see you soon. Goodbye.